y'all. It's Alia, one of the co-hosts from the Queer Arabs podcast. Before we get started with the episode, which is about the party Laylit, I just want to say that I hope everyone is having a good end of 2019. It's really cool to think about how much we have learned along the way, how many incredible people we've gotten to connect with, and that includes two wonderful musicians, Nadim and Phil, from the music duo Wake Island. You'll hear from them on this episode. They were also on the Yalla Punk episode a few months ago, so you might remember them from that. I feel really lucky to have gotten to know them. I hope you all enjoy. I'm recording this intro on December 26th, so I hope you all have a great celebration to the start of 2020. Thank you all for sticking with us all this time, for whoever has. Thank you for people who have reached out, who just discovered the podcast. Thank you all so much. Enjoy. This is a description from the event listing for Laylit. Laylit is a party celebrating the diverse music from the MENA region and its diaspora, stretching all the way back to the 50s and diving into today's contemporary scene. Each Laylit party takes you on a genre-spanning musical trip, highlighting the incredible diversity, depth, and richness that comes out of the region. Safi, who is a DJ, and then Wake Island have teamed up to put on these parties. The one on this episode is from the most recent New York party. They also have them regularly in Montreal, where Nadim and Phil live. So as for Safi specializes in curating a range of musical genres, including Dabke dance music, Arabic tarab, Arabic funk and disco, Turkish psychedelic, in addition to contemporary dance mixes. Safi is New York-based and is a Syrian DJ. Safi also hosts the WNYU radio show, Unfortunately It Was Paradise. By the way, you can listen to it on SoundCloud. And he is one of the co-founders of the Laylit Dance Party. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to Safi. I just happened to be there when Safi was most busy, I think. But you'll hear from the Wake Island guys introducing themselves and talking about the significance of Laylit to them and kind of how they curate the night along with Safi. There's still often this association with the phrase Arabic music that people make. I think it's often assumed to refer to kind of old school, maybe classical, at least when you hear the phrase here in Western context. I think there's this assumption what the genre is, but a party like Laylit really helps to serve as a reminder that there's no need to pigeonhole something as broad as the term Arabic music. So as Phil and Nadim will talk about, if you go to Laylit, you'll hear various genres. You'll feel like you belong in some way, whether it be because the music is more contemporary to the average age group who shows up, maybe that it speaks to people of both the diaspora and people from the MENA or Swana region. It's a fun space to come and dance and to just be in an environment that celebrates the Arabic language in the music context. And it's really cool to be surrounded by folks who, I guess, like, who appreciate hearing the language, whether we understand it or not. And a lot of attendees who will show up have some connection to the region, but maybe just don't feel the connection as often as would be ideal. So this is a chance to feel like you're part of a culture in a way that makes sense to you, to just have a good time, to be around a welcoming crowd, to be around amazing artists who make the party happen. I highly recommend following this party at Laylit Party, LaylitParty, all one word, on Instagram. If you're in Montreal or New York, check out one of their parties. They are also hoping to bring this to other parts of North America and to Lebanon, so keep an eye out. You can follow Wake Island at Wake Island Music, all one word, on Instagram. And check out their website, wakeislandmusic.com, to hear some music of theirs. And you can listen to some of Safi Shamoun's DJ mixes on residentadvisor.net. Just go there and type in Safi. You'll find some music. You'll also find a link to the SoundCloud of the radio show. Welcome to the Queer Arabs podcast. This is Alia, and then we have Nadia here.
Hey.
Hey.
We are at Leilitz with Phil and Nadim from Wake Island. I know you have been on the podcast before, but can you reintroduce yourselves?
I'm Philip. I'm a musician based in Montreal. I'm Lebanese originally, and I'm queer.
Hey, I'm Nadim. I'm also a musician and a producer. I live in New York and Montreal, also originally from Beirut.
Can you talk about Wake Island? Give everyone a refresher of what Wake Island is.
Basically, Nadim and I are a band. We started playing music together like 10 years ago. And Wake Island's been an ongoing thing that's been evolving. And now it's just the two of us. We play electronic music. And it's basically music that is based in techno and pop, but also a lot of Middle Eastern influences in there. That's a bit of the whole point of what we're trying to do with it.
Nadim, can you talk about what Leilitz is?
So yeah, Leilitz is like a party that we started actually here in New York City about a year and a half ago, a year and 4 months ago, to be accurate. And it came from a need that we all had to just like create a space where we could just reconnect with our music and share it with people from within the community, but also anyone who's curious about music from the region and the diversity of all genres. And so the purpose of the party is to really showcase how rich this entire region is in rhythms and music and lyrics and everything. It started off at Moodring, which is a small club up in Bushwick. And then we started moving it around, and now it's at Come On Everybody, which is kind of a nice, it's slightly bigger so we can have more people. And we also recently, this year, we started bringing Leilitz to Montreal, which is where Wake Island is based. And it's been awesome, really great. And we hope to do more traveling with the party to like connect with members of the community in different North American cities.
Do you have any ideas of where else you want to go in North America?
Yeah, we have.
I want to ask which is better, New York or Montreal, for having, like, which party people are better?
Honestly, you never know with New York and Montreal, because every time we come to New York, we're like, this is the best ever. And then we do it in Montreal every 3 or 4 months. So every time we do it there, it's like crazy. And I always end the night by saying they're way crazier than New York. And then I come here and I'm like, no, they're crazier. So it's really, I think it's the reason it feels this way is that there's a big thirst for community events like this and for listening to music from our region. And anywhere you are, it's like people just get very, very excited that there's this space that they could just listen to this. It's so rare. So that's cool.
Yeah. So where are you hoping to take Leilitz?
There are no concrete plans, but the idea with Leilitz this year is to try to go to other cities around the East Coast. So we want to definitely do DC, Detroit, and Dearborn. Philly is somewhere we really want to go. And keep, of course, Montreal and New York, and maybe Toronto, Boston. I think this is the idea, and we're going to see how it's going to work out. Do a little touring, maybe.
We might go to New Orleans with this, too. We had in Montreal, we had some people who were there representing a festival, and they loved the party, and they're like, oh, we should have this in New Orleans. We're like, sure, why not? So basically, wherever we can do it, and maybe one day, it's not out of the question to take it to Lebanon also, maybe next month, because in a way that's where all of this started for us, because we were born and raised there and we lived half of our lives in Lebanon, and to like bring this home would be kind of cool.
Also, I just want to mention something before it goes unsaid, is that Leilitz is a partnership between us as Wake Island and Safi Shamoun, which is an amazing DJ, and he knows like all of the Arabic music by heart. Like, he studies it, like he's scholarly about it, and you can hear in the background some of his selections. And honestly, when Nadim and I came into this project, we felt very disconnected from the music coming out from Middle East and North Africa, and for us this was a way to discover it by throwing this party and researching music to play. And Safi came into it knowing already so much, and we learned so much from him. And if you get a chance to talk to him, we'll let you know.
Yeah, I hope we can. Awesome. Like, how can people follow, like, where Laylit's happening? How can people keep track of it?
For now, it's just social media. We keep it very, very humble and simple. So it's at Laylit Party on Facebook and Instagram. And we just post our stuff there. We don't want to play the game too much, but we're present and we announce shows and we film some of the parties and you can go see the vibe there. It's pretty cool.
Y'all want to talk about how you like go about choosing playlists, DJing, filling out a night, that kind of stuff?
It's an interesting question. I think a lot of it is what we like to do. I mean, I'm gonna speak personally. What I like to do is every time there's a Laylit, for me, it's an opportunity to research and kind of learn things that I didn't know before, explore those sounds, those rhythms, and think about how I can mix them with the stuff that I know already. So that's kind of how I choose the music I want to play. It always has to, in terms of like choice, because like there's a lot of music coming from the region, right? Tons and tons of it. And as you do more and more research, you realize like which artists you want to support, which artists are important to have, like, you know, this to be like promoted in our space. And over the months and over the different Laylits, we've realized that sometimes, you know, we'd be playing a track naively, not realizing that, you know, the artist is like not cool and, you know, did some things that we don't want to promote. And so we have to be careful with that. So we're like very much like the way I choose personally is like the music has to be awesome. It has to be rich rhythmically. It has to be dance music. But also I have to be in line with what the artist represents, their politics, their vision, make sure they're not like...
support assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, I mean, it happens everywhere, right? So that's part of the selection process.
I know who you're thinking.
Yeah, that's part of the selection process. So it comes into the selection process for sure. But we try to, of course, make sure that our people are represented. We try to play a lot of queer artists. We try to play a lot of underrepresented groups, like people who aren't mega superstars, you know? Like sometimes we play like Nancy Ajram, sure. But like sometimes we play our friends, like producers from Lebanon and Egypt and are very small like artists. So we're trying to promote their work here.
How do you think being DJs has influenced how you make your own music?
I mean, and honestly, I don't think anything ever influenced me musically more than being a DJ. Like, when we started this, I had never DJed almost. So learning how to DJ and this whole research process and listening to all this amazing music that's being made in the Middle East, in North Africa, it's just... I was bored with listening to music and rock and like New York, LA type of rock. So I feel like I've been mostly inspired by movies and stuff like that in the last 4 or 5 years. And I feel like this process reignited my desire to listen to music and realize how music can be made differently while still connecting with people who have never heard it. And that's something at Laylit that when people come here, they're very surprised at the music. They all expect belly dancing music and dubstep, which we play a little bit of, but they don't expect funk and disco and techno and rock and all these things in Arabic that have their own little way of being completely different from the genres they're inspired by. And I like that when a Western genre of music arrives to the Arab world, we transform it and to make it our own. And that really refreshed my the way of writing music and the way of conceptualizing it, and vocally especially, like Arabic singers are so much more expressive and dramatic, and I love drama, so I'm like, oh, it's like I got permission to be dramatic again when everything in New York and Montreal was pushing me to be more reserved, and I'm like, no, I'm just gonna like blurt out all my emotions, and it's really great.
Yeah, our friend, remember when Adam was like, or when Adam's mom was like, since you moved to the U.S., you don't have any more emotions.
Yeah.
He's Egyptian. He lived in Abu Dhabi. He recently moved to New York. He went back and visited his mom, and his mom was like, since you went to America, you have no emotions anymore.
So can you talk about the, you know, the revolution and how it has influenced this event?
Yes, of course. Well, Lelit is very apolitical by nature, so we don't like take any positions. Not that we don't have beliefs, but the party itself is very neutral. But when things like that happen, when we save the revolution, there's a bunch of revolutions happening now. There's Lebanon, Iraq, there's stuff happening in Egypt, Algeria. So we took this opportunity to subtly research the music that's been being played in the revolutions across the region. And we love just inserting that into the mixes because as diaspora members, particularly as Lebanese people, Nadim and I have been feeling very, very distant from our country being so far, so we've tried to be involved as much as possible in diaspora efforts and in staying connected with Lebanon. And playing the music and following the music is something that is that Lelit allows us to do and allows us to give the people in the audience that feeling of being a bit closer to their country in the time where they're so far.
So you don't lose the connection.
No, yeah. And music is such a good way to keep in touch with your country. So every time like I play a song from the Lebanese Revolution or like from, like we also went back to like the Arab Spring and Tunisia and Egypt and what was playing on there, and to see how like those songs can be inspiring to the new revolutions today also. So it's been a very interesting process researching this.
So this podcast is about Lelit.
Yeah. So hey,
amazing.
Yvonne,
they deserve it.
How are you liking it? How are you liking Lelit? What are your impressions?
I love Lelit. I was, I think the first one. The second one that happened. I love Philippe and Nadim and with Wake Island, and I love Safia as well. They play amazing music, and I'm hoping that Wake Island does some experimentation and plays some new tracks tonight. Especially their hit song, I love Lil Thawra. It really is inspiring, and they're also just sweet, lovely people, and it's important to, you know, hang out with people that are part of the community, that show up for the community, and this really is a community party, and I really appreciate that.
How have you seen Lelit evolve since it started?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, they have a saxophone player tonight. They have Ramzi El Dibbi, who is a legend. He taught me Debke 10 years ago at Al Wen for the Arts. I took a 4-week course with him. He's really amazing and really supportive of the community. He's really incredible. And an incredible dancer and musician. Fun fact, the original title for the party apparently was supposed to be Lelit Disco. Like Lelit Disco Tech. And I kind of wish it was called Lelit Disco. Lelit is cool. I appreciate the name. But I think they should have kept Lelit Disco. That's just my opinion. Not sure if that's appropriate to talk about in the podcast, but I think Lelit Disco, like Disco Tech, like it's you know, it's part of their heritage.
But do you think disco would like limit what type of music could be incorporated?
Not at all, because disco is not, it's not just disco music. It's not like, I mean,
Safi play
like a disco tech, like it's a club, like and I really feel like I'm at a disco, like a discotheque, and especially since they're from Montreal and I mean French colonial influence, I feel like it is appropriate based on the party. It's really a disco, late at disco.
Yeah, that is a fun idea. Okay, and like, has Lelit grown a lot since it started? Since you said you've been coming for a while, right? Since the second one?
Yes.
Have you seen it like grow?
Oh, definitely. And tonight we're at Come On Everybody, and the sound system is amazing, and they sound incredible. Wallahi, they're incredible, and I'm so happy that they come to New York and they do the party, and I can't wait for the next one in January.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for talking about
Lelit. Of course, and also I'm glad, I like them because they take risks, and people are freaking out. Like, people are dancing, people, every single song. Safi's on fire tonight. Wallahi, they're true supporters of the community. true allies. They're part of the community. They're incredible.
We fucking love risks.
Seriously, we do love it when they take risks, and I can't wait till I hear Philippe and Nadim go on, and hopefully tonight they'll play some, you know, they'll experiment, they'll make mistakes, and they'll show us, a new thing. You know, it's end of the year, and hopefully in 2020 they'll just bring more innovations.
Thank you all again for listening. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Queer Arabs. We also have a website, thequeerarabs.com, which often has information to go with the episode. You can email us at thequeerarabs@gmail.com. You can email the host of the Arabic side of the podcast, Ahmed, at thequeerarabsinarabic@gmail.com. I'm trying to get better about saying this each episode, so please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It makes a difference. It helps visibility. It helps people find us. Having these ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts just makes it more accessible to people and more easy to find.